The interest expense alone on the debt eats all healthcare spending. By 2047, it eats all discretionary spending. By the way, by 49, it eats all Social Security. We're getting to the point now where the interest expense on the debt is so high that it's going to eat up our ability to basically service the next generation. I'm not even sure about the current one.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truth-a-thon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order.
Tune in for the live truth-a-thon on Easter Saturday, 30th of March, 2024. The show starts at 12 noon and runs for 12 hours to 12 midnight, featuring a great lineup of guests. Go to counterspinmedia.com/truthathon.
All right, good morning to you. It is 5 minutes past six. We're running a wee bit late this morning. Sorry about that. Never mind. Let's go over to the weather and check out what's happening. First of all, I'll just check. Yep, we're all right. We're on air. We are on the air. And so let's have a look at the extremes. First of all, Kaitaia, you've got the highest temperature this morning, 16.9 degrees for you. Twizel, minus 1.1, a bit chilly down in Twizel. Nugget Point has 43 kilometres of wind blowing through there and 2.2 millimetres of rain. Temperatures right across the country. Stewart Islands on 9 degrees along with Invercargill. Dunedin's on 8. Chatham Islands has 10 this morning. Queenstown 8. Timaru 3 degrees. Christchurch even chillier, 2 degrees. Franz Josef 3 degrees. Westport 10. Nelson 11. And Blenheim's on 3 degrees. Did I say Christchurch? You did. Christchurch, yes. Wellington, 8 degrees. Masterton, a little bit cooler there, 6 degrees. It's really cooled up, hasn't it, with that southerly that's just come through. It's going to be wet and rainy and even a bit of snow for the South Island for the Easter weekend, the pagan fertility goddess. Palmerston North, 10 degrees. Napier, 11 degrees, along with Taupo. Rotorua, 12 degrees. New Plymouth's on 12 as well. So is, Gisborne's on 13. 13 for Gisborne, Auckland 16, Hamilton 14, Whangarei 15 degrees in Kaitaia, right up the top there, almost 17 degrees this morning. Let's look at the short forecast. Firstly, for the west from Northland to Kapiti, including the Coromandel and the Central High Country, occasional showers clearing this afternoon or evening. For the Bay of Plenty in Gisborne, a few showers clearing before dawn, showers returning this afternoon with possible thunderstorms and even hail. Hawke's Bay and Wairarapa, also Wellington, showers becoming isolated. Don't know where cloudy came from. Do you, Digger?
No, there's a cloudy in there somewhere, though.
I know, it's got to be. Showers becoming isolated south of Hawke's Bay this afternoon, but becoming widespread again tonight. However, thunderstorms are also possible north of Napier this afternoon and also this evening. For Nelson and Buller, Westland as well, a few morning showers north of Greymouth, otherwise fine weather for you folk. For Marlborough and Canterbury, partly cloudy, showers, mainly about Banks Peninsula, clearing this afternoon. For Otago and Southland, also Fiordland, showers clearing this morning. My eyes were skittering all over the place this morning, Dick. Yeah, go. Would you make me a cup of coffee? Nice one there. Put a bit of, Milo in it as well for me, would you? And a teaspoon of honey. Oh, we lost all our bees, didn't we, yesterday?
Yes, we did. Yeah, they're all got some funny blight. We sent it off to the bee people, find out what's wrong with them.
Yeah, that'll be good to know what is wrong with them. 8 minutes past six, and 8 minutes past six. And where are we?
You're at Otago, Southland and Fiordland.
All right. Showers clearing this morning, cloud increasing this afternoon with patchy drizzle this evening. And for the Chatham Islands, you've got showers clear, and your voice crackling. Showers clearing this, I'm sounding like you, Digger.
Yeah, that's right.
Showers clearing this morning, but remaining partly cloudy. Okay, well, when I come back, we will have a look at the news around the world. The world gone mad here with Grant Edwards and Digger, David's son, the son of David.
Did you guys know you're supposed to eat till you're only three quarters full?
Yeah, I was like, what did you grow up rich?
Three quarters full. They were like, yeah, you're supposed to always go to bed a little hungry all the time. Yeah. You have no idea.
okay? There is no better joy for me than to eat something really fast, okay? And a lot of it, okay? A lot of it, till I'm so full, right? Like, oh my God, explosion! You know, so full, so uncomfortable, so that I could go to bed being like, ah, I made enough money today.
A man cannot have a child in America and it be his, because he will always be at the mercy of the mother, or pray to God that he gets a judge that sees his side. The men that I find that commit suicide the most are average men that worked the same job for 20 years, maybe a factory worker, maybe a plumber, an average man who spent 20 years making the right decision, or 10 years, whatever it was, accumulating wealth just for their wife to take their pension. And what happens is the wife spreads lies of them being an abuser. What'll happen to these guys is a lot of times they're kicked out of their own home with one phone call. She can do one call, get you kicked out of your own home. He's then thrown with an abuse or a rape charge. She disparages his name all over town. I've even talked to men that the woman convinced his family that he was a rapist. Zero evidence, zero proof. She did not go to criminal court. And in family court, it's based on a balance of probability. So that means she has to cry to one judge, and one judge gets to determine if it was more likely that he did it than didn't do it. And it is not based off of evidence. I have seen cases where a woman tried to get a man to abuse her so she could take it to court. And there was text evidence of her texting her friend, attempting to get this guy to abuse her, so she could take his money and the kids. Mm. And do you know who got primary custody?
She did. Yeah, that's why I never got married, Grant.
Is that right, Digger?
Yeah, no, shoot, no. I mean, you see the horror stories. I've seen them with mates in and out of marriages. No, there's no way I'd get married. It's just it's a game for losers. It's all stacked against the blokes these days. You'd be far happier, boys, if you just focus on your career and your hobbies, and forget about women. They will just drive you nuts. And when the kids come along, it's even worse then, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. When the kids come along, they kind of use them as hostages, really, don't they? Terrible, isn't it? Poor little kids getting involved in that. When you get married, I reckon that if you get married, whether you fall in or out of love, it doesn't matter. You're there. You've got to be committed. And it's about duty. That's what marriage is. Took me a while to learn that, didn't it, Dick?
Yeah, you've been through a few marriages, haven't you?
I have. Anyway, let's look at news from Sky News. We'll go over there, 6:10 this morning, 6:10. Let's go straight to Sky News and let's hear the latest from them. Here we go.
A trial has been extended from 10 to 15 days to hear three separate defamation actions against Victoria opposition leader John Pesutto. Lawyers for the three applicants have been warned if they can't comply with a court timetable ahead of the September 16 trial, they must notify other parties in the matter and federal court chambers. A trial was originally scheduled to run for 10 days, but after women's rights activists Angie Jones and Kelly J. Keene filed concurrent cases to Maura Deeming, it has been extended. The court heard separate judgments will be handed down, and time is of the essence with the three cases. The Albanese government has launched a $1 billion investment into solar panel manufacturing in Australia. The government's commitment to the Solar Sunshot program supports new legislation being introduced today. It will enable more investment into clean energy in the regions for the Net Zero Economy Authority. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made the announcement in the New South Wales town of Muswellbrook, praising Australia's innovation in technology. One of Australia's most popular music festivals has been cancelled this year. Organisers admit they have had to axe Splendour in the Grass, which runs in Byron Bay every July, because of unexpected events. The announcement was made 7 days after tickets were released. All buyers have been automatically refunded. Byron Shire Mayor Michael Lyon says the unexpected cancellation is a massive blow to the local tourism economy. Queenslanders lost $93 million last year to scams, almost three times the level recorded in 2020. An increasing number of people are being targeted through social media, while crypto, dating and investment scams are becoming more prevalent. Queensland residents aged over 65 were particularly vulnerable, losing almost $35 million. Mortgage holders might have to wait until next year for any interest rate reprieve. ANZ's top boss says the central bank will be weighing up the inflationary impact of upcoming tax cuts before making a move on bringing interest rates down. He says tax cuts would equal around 2 rate cuts, and the RBA would want to see how that money is being spent before making a move. The big banks remain adamant of a cut sometime in the last quarter of this year. Well, Spain's former Football Federation chief is facing possible jail time over his infamous non-consensual kiss at last year's World Cup final. Prosecutors in Spain are seeking 2.5 years jail for Luis Rubiales after he was charged with sexually assaulting midfielder Jenny Hermoso. If found guilty, he may also be forced to pay almost $165,000 in compensation. Same-sex marriage may soon be legal in Thailand after Parliament approved a marriage equality bill. It would be the first country in Southeast Asia to legalise marriage equality. Despite 400 lawmakers voting in favour of the bill, the Senate and Thai King still need to approve the new law. Variants of the legislation have been debated since December. And you can now subscribe to stream Sky News channels and shows anytime for $5 per month. Visit skynews.com.au/stream.
Thank you very much. It's 6:15. You're listening to The World Gone Mad with Grant Edwards and Dig of David's Son.
Just to be clear, when I ask, is it wine o'clock? I'm not really asking, is it wine o'clock? It's always wine o'clock. I guess I'm asking, why has no one given me a wine yet? It's already 11 a.m.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and Resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truth-a-thon titled Conquering Darkness, Heralding Humanity's Triumph Over the New World Order.
Tune in for the live truth-a-thon on Easter Saturday, 30th of March, 2024. The show starts at 12 noon and runs for 12 hours to 12 midnight, featuring a great lineup of guests. Go to counterspinmedia.com/truthathon.
Who's that little pommy pufter?
Well, that's actually what they did was they took my voice. They took me reading some news, I think about 5 or 10 minutes of news, and they put it into this AI machine and gave it an English accent, and that's what I sound like. And so I said, well, I can just voice them for you. They said, oh, no, it's quicker for us to just type it in. They can get me saying whatever they like. Anyway, that's what they do over at Counterspin Media. And the Truthathon coming up. Make sure you tune in for that. 29th of March, if you're having a birthday today, a very happy day for you today. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's going to be a bit wet, but you'll be right. It's good to have a wet day every now and then. We need the rain. I'll tell you what, we had a wee bit of rain just the other day, didn't we, Digger?
Yeah, we did. Boy, that grass just shot up, didn't it?
Yes, that's what we need. More grass, and our calves that have been very ill, they're back on the mend again. I don't know. Do you think it's the antibiotics that our neighbour gives them, or do you think it's the electrolytes that we're pumping into the? Just two of them were quite sick.
I think it's the electrolytes. Actually, I think the body can heal itself once you get it hydrated.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, well, could be. Dr. Sam Bailey would agree with you. We'll hear from her today about the COVID misinformation. You know, what exactly is COVID misinformation? We're going to find out from Dr. Sam Bailey a little bit later on this morning. 29th of March today, on this day in 2001, Skipper's Bridge opened. It was a 96 metre long and 91 metres high. The suspension bridge over the Shotover River near Queenstown in central Otago is one of the most spectacular bridges in New Zealand. Also on this day in 1942, a Nazi sabotage hoax during the Second World War convicted con man Sidney Gordon Ross, he duped New Zealand's intelligence service, the SIS, into believing that Nazi agents were planning to carry out a sabotage here in New Zealand. Also on this day, in 1959, evangelist Billy Graham arrives for an 11-day crusade. In the first half of 1959, Billy Graham and his associate evangelist Leighton Ford, Grady Wilson, and also Joseph Blinker held crusades in New Zealand and Australia, which attracted audiences from large audiences. Now, let's have a listen to Billy Graham. This is, for you youngies who don't know who he is, this is Billy Graham.
In Revelation 3:20, the scripture says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Knocking at the door of the church, knocking at the door of your family, knocking at your door. Why doesn't he just push the door open and come in and save me? He never interferes with your will. You have a will of your own. That's the way he made you. He made you in his image. You can reject him. You can go to your grave rejecting Christ, and there's nothing God can do about it. He'll do everything in his power to warn you. He'll do everything in his power to bring incidents across your path to stop you. But he won't trespass on your will.
A man and his wife and his mother-in-law went on vacation to the Holy Land. While they were there, the mother-in-law passed away. The undertaker told them, "You can have her shipped home for $5,000, or you can bury her here in the Holy Land for $150.
No, fair, don't you, then?
The man thought about it, told him he'd just have her shipped home. The undertaker asked, "Why would you spend $5,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when it would be wonderful to have her buried here and spend only $150? The man replied, "A man died here 2,000 years ago. He was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I just can't take that chance."
That is funny. Anyway, I don't think you heard anything I said about Billy Graham, did you? No, never mind. Yeah, because I had the button off. I can hear you. I can hear myself in the headphones, but it wasn't coming out because I had the button off. Yeah, gosh. Yeah, well, back in the good old days, we had a red light that would come on. When the mic went on, a light came on in the studio, and you knew you were on. It's a bit of a pain in the butt. Anyway, I'll gather my thoughts. Here's Alex Jones.
Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, talking about the fact that we should abolish the World Economic Forum. It has been given, as of last year, UN authority co-equal to the UN. Of course, the UN's a fraud itself. And it is standardizing with the communist Chinese and others. I have the articles right here. A global ID to implement the global cashless society, central bank digital currencies. The EU has passed it. China already has it in place. Australia is trying to force it through. New Zealand's trying to force it through. Canada's trying to force it through. Trudeau has partnered with the UN to bring it into Canada. This is not something that's coming. It's here, and it is legalized surveillance, everything you do, and they can program and control everything you do.
Yep, everything you do. Alex Jones there, love him or like him. He's a bit like, nothing like Billy Graham. But, I mean, people like Billy Graham and others don't. A lot of Christians say some of the things he says are heresy. I haven't heard him say any of these heretical statements that I see popping up on my Facebook feed from time to time from Christians. They tell me that he's saying all sorts of he said all sorts of things that weren't so good. But anyway, let's go over to Radio New Zealand. We won't go for the 6 o'clock news. I like the all-nighter announcers. So we'll have a listen to the 5 o'clock news and see what's new in New Zealand. Here we go.
RNZ News at 5. Atamarie, I'm Peter McElwain. Associate Health Minister Casey Costello says councils could do a better job of policing vape retailers than public health services can. At present, just 15 enforcement officers have to monitor thousands of vaping outlets throughout the country. Ms. Costello says she's exploring whether local councils should take over regulation. She notes they already look after liquor licences and says that makes them practised at enforcement. Ms. Costello says councils have indicated they want to have their say in the wider review of the licensing and compliance regime. The police are expected to continue their inquiries today after a person died of self-inflicted injuries at an Auckland restaurant after committing an assault there. Police and ambulance staff responded to reports of an assault at a restaurant on Clyde Road in Browns Bay just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening. The victim was taken to Auckland Hospital in a serious condition. The offender, who was known to the victim, died of self-inflicted injury at the scene. The police say they aren't seeking anyone else in relation to the attack, and support is being provided to those affected by the traumatic incident. A second person has been charged with murder in relation to the death of a gang boss in Opotiki last year. The Mongrel Mob Barbarians president, Stephen Tiatini, was fatally struck by a vehicle on St John Street after an altercation in June. A 38-year-old woman appeared in the Whakatane District Court yesterday on a murder charge. Earlier in the month, a 50-year-old man was also charged with murder in relation to Mr Tiatini's death. Detective Sergeant David Sara says the investigation is ongoing. As many as 95 people are still missing after last week's gun attack at a concert venue near Moscow. The official toll from the mass shootings at Crocus City Hall now stands at 140 dead and 182 wounded. But the Bazaar News Service, citing contacts in Russian security and law enforcement, says 95 more people appeared in lists compiled by the emergency services based on appeals by about missing relatives. State investigators say 84 bodies have so far been identified, including the five children aged 9 to 16. The celebration across Australia's wine industry because China has announced it's lifting its anti-dumping and anti-subsidy tariffs on Australian wine exports. The decision, effective from today, ends 3 years of punitive levies. The chief executive of the Australian Grape and Wine Association, Lee McLean, says it's very good news. I'm sorry, we will hear from Mr. McLean now.
It's a really positive step for Australian grape growers and winemakers. These import duties have been in place for a couple of years now. They've had an enormous impact on many businesses right across the country. So the opportunity to see Chinese consumers enjoying our wines again over the next little while is going to be a really welcome sight.
The tariffs of up to 218.4% were imposed after Canberra called for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. China has now lifted almost all the trade sanctions that it imposed at that time. The organiser of the world's biggest tiny horse race says miniature ponies need to be treated like the athletes they are and not stuck in a paddock with no chance to exercise. Chloe Phillips-Harris says more than 30 miniature horses will take part in the Great Northern Gallop this Easter weekend. The ponies and their human teammates will run 25 kilometres a day for 4 days on 90 Mile Beach and in the nearby Opoldi Forest. She says miniature ponies might look comical, but like all horses, they have evolved to run and be active. Ms. Phillips-Harris says one pony ran all 100 kilometres last year without even breaking a sweat. In sports, Sir Brian Williams, who is known as the grandfather of Pacific rugby in New Zealand, says it's a great honour to be formally inducted into the inaugural Pacifica Rugby Hall of Fame. The ceremony at Eden Park last night celebrated Sir Brian and six other legendary Pacifica rugby players, including Peter Fatialofa and Jonah Lomu. Sir Brian says it's an important initiative to recognise Pacifica players and their significant contributions over the last 40 or 50 years. Meanwhile, former Wallabies captain Michael Hooper is in line for his international sevens debut as he chases a place on Australia's squad for the Olympics. And that's the news.
Thank you very much. That's Peter McElwain over there at Radio New Zealand doing the all-nighter from midnight till 6. Okay, we're over at the Liberty NZ Facebook page, Liberty NZ. You'll find us there. No point in friending us. Just follow us. Everything's public anyway. Well, dear, oh dear, jabbed. He had to be jabbed to travel. And was it worth it? I think not. The lead sail designer for a Lingy, Red Bull Racing, he dies of a heart attack, age 47. Look at that young fellow there. Oh, it's with immense sadness that we share the news of our friend and North Sails colleague, Gautier Sargent. I wonder if that's French as well. Don't even try. He passed away after sustaining a heart attack. Yep, would have been jabbed. Guarantee it. They're dropping like flies, all you people that got jabbed, you poor things. just to keep the job, keep the house, keep the wife. Because when poverty walks in the door, love flies out the window. So you had to get jabbed, didn't you, you poor, poor fellow. Terrible. And we're not out of the woods, according to many of the experts. They're saying we're not out of the woods. It could be up to 5 years before the effects of this terrible toxin that they forced us to take, and then they turned around and said it wasn't mandatory. No wonder the Labour Party went out. Gaultier was a brilliant sail designer and an exceptional person. North Sails team, particularly Gaultier's colleagues at North Sails France, feel this news deeply, and his loss will no longer.
You can't read this morning.
No, I can't read. I have another coffee. No doubt reverberate throughout the sailing world. There, Bruno Dubois, Managing Director of North Sails France, and from 1999 to 2014, and the current CEO of Orient Express Racing Team, recognised Gaultier's talent when they started working together back in 2011 during the Groupama Volvo Ocean Race campaign. Together, Bruno and Gaultier laid the groundwork for the force that today is North Sails France. They're pretty amazing too, North Sails. Although a lot of sailmakers here in New Zealand, what they're doing is they're just getting them up in China. So they go and measure up the boat, and then they put an order in, get on the email, and send an order off to China and send back some sails, and they're pretty good. I've had friends that had some Chinese sails. Can't remember what company they were using, but they turned out all right. So there we are. We're back with the Liberty NZ Facebook page, and their lead sail designer from Alinghi Red Bull Racing Team dies of a heart attack, only 40. Oh, dear. He earned his wings the hard way, says Michelle Maxbury. Oh, dear, I say. Now, what I think you should do, apparently we've got to do better. New Zealand students among the worst behaved kids in the OECD, according to a new report that's just come out. Well, I say cane the little bastards. What do you say, Digger?
Yep, cane the sods. You only hit the naughty ones, don't you?
That's right. You don't hit good children. And, here's the latest. This is the latest. Have a listen to this. This is the one that they got my voice on. They put it through AI, turned me into an upstart pom. And so this is Counterspin Media. This is their latest advert, I suppose. Pretty good.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and Resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truth-a-thon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order.
Tune in for the live truth-a-thon on Easter Saturday, 30th of March, 2024. The show starts at 12 noon and runs for 12 hours to 12 midnight, featuring a great lineup of guests. Go to counterspinmedia.com/truthathon.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
29 minutes to 7. 29 to 7. That's Counterspin Zulu sent me that. There it is. That's the latest. Now, what else have we got there? If you missed the world at The World Gone Mad last week. Oh, no, this week. That was just a few days ago, 13th of October. If you missed... Oh, hang on. 30th of October. I thought we did one... before. No, we've done one since then, haven't we? We did one a couple of days ago. That doesn't look right. Oh, it's not right. Yeah, that's got the wrong date in there, but no, it is correct. It was done a couple of days ago. All right, now the empty tomb. Now, listen, we talked about this before. It wasn't found at Easter, the empty tomb. It was found after the Passover at the beginning of the Days of Unleavened Bread. Now, did you know that the real Passover doesn't start till the 22nd, actually? And then what they're going to have, they'll have the Passover on the 22nd. So I think they prepare for it then. And then they do the, what happens then? Then they go for the Days of Unleavened Bread. It was a month when the Lord fed the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, fed them for a month with bread, unleavened bread. And so they have a 7-day feast after the Passover. And then after that, and then what happens? And then he gave them manna after that. But he didn't this wasn't at Easter. And only the King James Bible gets it right in Acts chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, because it says after Easter he's going to bring this fellow out of prison, this apostle, I think it was Peter, can't remember, going to bring him out of prison and deal with him then. And the reason why is because his wife was pagan, Herod's wife was pagan, and she was celebrating her feast, her Easter egg feast, which is, what would you call it, the goddess of fertility. It's got lots of names, Ishtarte, Venus, which is where we get the word venereal disease from. And so they used to get these little eggs and they'd paint the eggs and they'd decorate the house and they'd send gifts to one another as well at Easter time. That was a pagan feast. It was nothing to do with Jesus, and only the King James Bible gets it right. There we are. So that's, I've got that there. And what else have we got? Not everybody agrees with me on that, but that's all right. That's okay. The hate speech laws have been canned. That's a good thing from the Free Speech Union. And what else have we got here? So it looks like someone's been, did I put that up? I didn't think I did. There lies in the Quran. Oh yes, lots of lies in the Quran. And then with that brawl, there's the 21st birthday party. This is the fellow here. And he is dead, and someone else has died as well. And they're arresting people now, looking into that, find out what's going on. There's my kids on the boat back in the 2000s, back in the early noughties. And what else have we got here? Remember that $16,000 worth of groceries from a supermarket? Some family went and filled up six of these trolleys, and 16 grand they took. And then, of course, we've got the mayor. Everyone's upset in Gisborne that the Destiny Church are doing the right thing and painting over the graffiti, the gay graffiti, because we're not all homosexual, so why should we have to have homosexual pedestrian crossings in our town? So there we are, that's the Facebook page. I haven't been doing too much with it. Let's move across to news, and we'll go to One News and have a look at that. And the latest news there is the alleged thieves take lasagna from Australian woman's fridge. The alleged theft took place in Northern Territory earlier this week. And how Olympic trauma inspired the Hurricanes' electric Super Rugby start, the defeat at the men's sevens gold medal match in Tokyo in 2020 Olympics, taught coach Clark Laidlaw some tough but vital lessons. And these are the headlines. The government scraps plans for Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary. Fisheries Minister Shane Jones from the New Zealand First Party, he said the sanctuary would have created 620,000 square kilometre economic no-go zone. No good for our fishing. Fears the Phoenix Star striker may have played his last game after a thigh injury. Coach Giancarlo Italiano, that's how you said it, isn't it? Yeah, it looks pretty good. Sounded all right. Has confirmed Oscar Zawada's thigh injury is worse than first feared. Māori Television celebrates 20 years on air amid the media sector struggles. It's now known as Wakata Māori, and people were there yesterday and the day before in the broadcaster's early days. They're celebrating. Celebrating its groundbreaking shows while keeping an eye on the future. Doesn't look too good for them, does it? Easter trading laws are again a hot-button issue as a bill has been proposed. The ACT Party leader, he wants to see the law scrapped and is hoping to end restrictions through a private member's bill. An offender dies following a restaurant stabbing. We heard about that in the 5 o'clock news from Radio New Zealand. That's in Auckland's Browns Bay. The victim of the assault was transported to Auckland Hospital with serious injuries, and it looks like the other one stabbed himself. Report recommends a $33 million refurbishment for the dated Premier House. It looks as though like a 1990s style. I don't know why they just didn't fill it up with antiques, and then you don't have to go buying anything new, do you? Just give it a lick of paint and away you go. But anyway, 20 million, they're going to put 33 million into it. The report also said a long-term maintenance plan for the Prime Minister's office, official residence, should be adopted, which would cost 27 million over 20 years, which is nothing, a spit in the ocean, isn't it? A local referendum for Māori wards on the back burner, a leak suggests. David Seymour, he denies that. He says that the policy announcement has been, he denies that it's been delayed. And no, it's all full steam ahead for David. And a search continues for missing tramper, a 79-year-old woman in the Waikato Forest. Her medical records suggest that she may have become unresponsive, she may do, and curl up in a small position. One dead after an accident involving a vehicle in Christchurch. The incident occurred at Westmoreland and was reported to police at around 2:40 yesterday afternoon. Easter traffic, two dead after a serious crash at the top of the South Island in Marlborough. Police were alerted to a two-vehicle crash on State Highway 1 near Kirirungu. Is that how you say it?
Kirirungu. Yeah,
that's the one. 11 o'clock yesterday, and EV plug-in hybrid road user charges legislation has passed in Parliament yesterday. The charges for the plug-in hybrids will be cheaper than initially planned after the government decided to accept an amendment proposed by the opposition. And Te Matatini 25, the wrong winner was announced at the Kapahaka regional competition. In terms of who will be representing the Te Whanganui Te Tara on the national stage, both Te Ahi Tavrangi and Nga Taonga Mai Ta Huri Kappa. There you go.
Oh, you made a hash of that.
I know. Anyway, they retain their official, their qualification status. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. Now, the warehouse is investigating some rocks and the eggs. They're investigating the hard substance in these Easter eggs. While customers said the substance looked like a rock, the retailer said that it hasn't yet confirmed what it was. And police are treating the K Road rainbow crossing vandalism as a hate crime. Silly police. It used to be a crime to be a homo, to be a sodomite, used to be a crime. Back in the day, it was in the Crimes Act, the 1961 Crimes Act. And they finally got it out. I think in 1986, you could shag another bloke or a young boy. You weren't even allowed to have a place, a resort for homos to go and meet. Weren't allowed to have that. Auckland City Central Area Commander Grant Tetzlaff, he said that there's no tolerance for reports of this nature. Well, don't graffiti our walkways, our pedestrian crossings. Don't graffiti them. And good on them. Good on them. I reckon good. I'm with Destiny on this. Not many things I would be with Destiny on, but I'm with them on this one. We're not all homos, so why should we have our... Why should they be pushing their gayness on us?
It's not gay. It's homosexual. Gay doesn't mean homosexual. They've stolen the word. So not only are they putting paint on the road, you know, graffitiing our footpath, our pedestrian crossings, they're also trying to push their perversion on us.
Yeah, I suppose they are, Digger. Oh, gosh, I'm glad you're not gay, living in such close quarters. We've almost got your cabin finished, so that's good. You'll be able to get out, and I won't have to smell you all night. All right, now, five big things that happened yesterday in Auckland. Auckland Central MP hits out of the Rainbow Pride vandalism, and the Pacific People's Ministry considers a 40% job cut. Gloria Vale commune in India comes under the spotlight of the New Zealand police. And we should be all saving Kiwis. Apparently the hatchery boss shares her story. There's one over there. You can find it at onenews.co.nz. The National Kiwi Hatchery's Emma Bean. She's not a has-been. She has been devoting her life to our national bird. Good on you. Lower interest rates getting closer, according to Adrian Orr from the Reserve Bank. I've held the official cash rate, the OCR, they called it, unchanged since May last year, and it's indicated the cuts may start from early next year. Former Fiji Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, he avoids jail and corruption case. He's on top of the world, apparently, responding to the journalist's question about how he was feeling. He said, "I'm feeling good." To appear in court after the Stokes Valley siblings suffering alleged abuse. That's horrific. Both children had multitude of broken bones and extensive bruising. One child had brain bleeds and severe internal injuries, police said last week. Disgusting. Climate change. Who are the big emitters of greenhouse gases? Well, who cares? It's all nonsense anyway. It's all fake. Just like the vaccine, that was fake. And the virus was fake. It's all fake. It's all lies. Why would it be lies?
Well, because the devil runs the place.
What? You mean the whole world?
Yeah. He's called the God of this world. And he's the father of lies. That's why everything we hear on the news is all rubbish.
That's why we're here, isn't it? To put people, to help them understand the news. Heavy axe to drop. We talked about that before. Pacific People's Ministry considering that 40% job chop. And you can also, there's a video here, you can watch this Australian woman. She screams and she sends some invaders scrambling and they were tripping over it. We'll have a look at that video. Security cameras captured the woman's screams as the two home invaders scrambled away from her Brisbane home. Let's look at that. That was funny, watching them fall over one another. It's a bit slow. The old computer's a bit slow. Oh, we've got our fans in, haven't we? Yep, we've got the fans. And we've got fans as well. But the fans... Oh, we're going to watch an ad, are we? Oh, and it's not even loud enough. Here we go. Yeah, look at that. Look at the bastard. Oh, it's not loud enough. Just a minute. I shall get that volume. Why is that volume so low? Oh, we might not be able to hear it. We can see it anyway. Look at these little buggers.
Two men in balaclavas with an axe and a crowbar coming into my property. My three-year-old daughter and my mum were home.
At 1 p.m, the same gang is behind the wheel of a stolen Toyota, attempting the same in Hamilton. Bart clutching her toddler, this mother unleashes at the duo.
Shoot. You wouldn't want to live with him. Oh, look at that. Serves him right. Look, he slipped on the wet.
I don't know that I've ever screamed like I screamed.
I'm sure that was much louder. Oh, I know what's wrong. Oh, goodness.
You almost forget that you've got the toddler in your arms and you just instinctually, you just go to almost run at them.
Police believe the gang.
I don't know what's wrong here. Oh, look, we've got quite a nice car.
Prado hit numerous addresses in Paddington, Hamilton and Jindalee, all within a two-hour window.
There we are. Look, it's not very loud, is it? So that's them. Gosh, that was good. Good on her. She got stuck into them, didn't she? Now, you're screaming at them. Now, let me just see if I can get out of this thing here. How do I get out of here? Push that one there. Oh, no, that's made it full screen. Yeah. 6:45. Good morning to you. 6:45. I'll go back one, maybe if I click. There we go. That's better. Anyway, she sorted them out. I'm sure it was a lot louder when we heard it last night, wasn't it, Dick?
Yeah, seems to be something wrong there.
Auckland motorway lanes reopen after a truck fire. There were delays on Auckland Southern Motorway after a truck caught fire yesterday. Heavy accident. Oh, we got that. And Australian woman. Oh, God, it's all repetitive. Auckland motorway lanes reopen. Look, one after the other. Blue Cliffs. Oh, yeah, that's not so good. The Blue Cliffs, they're meeting a babysitting exercise in keeping us calm. That's what they say. Anyway, they're trying to kick them out of that place. Well, I've got another report on that. We'll have a look at that in a moment. I think that's with either the Herald or one of the others. We'll have a look at that. And there's the Warriors, a woman to rejoin the NRLW from next year. The Warriors and Canterbury Bulldogs will enter the competition and from 2025, raising the number of teams to 12. Winston Peters to visit Egypt, Europe over the next week. The foreign minister says he'll be meeting with the country's traditional diplomatic and security partners and also addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Hawke's Bay police investigating a body found in a burnt-out car. The car fire at a property on Iron Gate Road West was reported on Tuesday evening. Swarbrook says K Road rainbow vandalism frankly embarrassing. The community is angry about the show of imported hate. Imported? From where? Where's it coming from? The Green Party co-leader and Auckland Central MP said. Baltimore Bridge. Oh, yeah, we're getting on to the old stuff there. So we'll head back. We'll do a refresh on it in case they give us anything new. We'll go to Radio New Zealand. I think we've got the latest there. Yes, the chaos, farce and fatigue of an emerging response. The adrenalised desk jockeys clutter. We know what that's like, don't we, Dick? Cluttered the office and staff retreating to meetings in the cupboard. Oh, really? A review of the Cyclone Gabrielle response revealed. That just came out a minute ago. Easter weekend, what's open and where you have to, and when you have to pay surcharges. Lockdowns, partly to blame for students playing up at school. Yeah, I kind of might agree with that. Māori communities must be at the forefront of the emergency management plans, Hapu says. Hapu, that's like a little sub-tribe, isn't it, Digger?
Yeah, I think it's a little sub-tribe.
Yeah, Hawke's Bay's mayor accepts failings, defends the cyclone. I don't know where COVID came from. Cyclone Gabrielle response. There we are. Our government thinks disabled add no value to society. Oh, they do not. That's just nonsense there. Wakata Māori celebrate 20 years telling Māori stories. There we are. Here's the quick fix. There, no quick fix for the Blue Cliffs community. They've been there for 20 years or more. Southland's mayor says the Blue Cliffs community that is under threat from rapid erosion is facing hard decisions what to do. They have to do, hard decisions that do not have a cheap or quick fix over there. Hot cross buns, chocolate, Manaakitanga. What is that? Three views of Easter. What do a baker, a chocolate maker, a Catholic sister? Gosh, they've got to bring the Radio New Zealand have got to bring the Catholics in, don't they? At some stage, Kiriana Williams. She's ready to reignite her career after a 2-year injury forced absence in 2021. Kiriana Williams emerged as one of the most exciting young shooters. This is not netball, what do you call it? Not volleyball. What's the one where you smack the ball around? They're inside. Oh, gone right out of my head. Anyway, we'll read the story and it'll tell us. Basketball, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. There she is there. She's a ginger. She's a big girl. And look, got the tats there, got the body desecration. In 2021, Kiriana Williams emerged as one of the most exciting young shooters in New Zealand. But a serious car accident marked the start of a painstaking journey back to court. The 21-year-old will finally make a return to the elite netball when the ANZ Premiership gets underway in 2 weeks. Williams, who can play both shooting positions, was hugely impressive in her school session with the Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic, with her athletic and aerial skills. So she flies around the court. She was introduced to top-level netball at an exceptionally young age when she debuted in the NNL, the Feeder League, in 2017 as a 14-year-old. And the same year, she made New Zealand secondary school teams as well. There we are. That is her, Kiriana Williams. She's back doing it again. And the $33 million refurbishment's been for the, what do they call it, Government House, Premier House. A report into the condition of the future of the Premier House has finally been released, with one of the options it explored to refurbish the site costing $80 million. Oh, gosh, that is a bit much. The report recommends the $33 million refurbishment and also said a long-term maintenance plan for the Prime Minister's official residence should be adopted, which would cost $27 million over 20 years. Well, that's not too bad. But as I said before, oh, look, it is 1990s. I thought it looked like a 90s house. But, you know, that's not much. You know, you've got to have a nice place for the Prime Minister to live in. Yeah. In 2022, an independent Premier House Board was commissioned by the then Prime Minister, Dame Jacinda Ardern. Dame. She's a dame, all right, isn't she? Yeah. To review its conditions and provide advice on its maintenance. The board's report into the board's report into the long-term stewardship of Premier House was finished in September last year and had been proactively released by the Department of Internal Affairs due to public interest. The board, chaired by former Controller and Auditor General Lynn Provost, said Premier House is a site of national significance and one of New Zealand's most significant rare historic residential properties. Despite that, it said Premier House had not been cared for in a way that acknowledged its heritage. Well, it's not, it's just a 1990s property. There's nothing really flash about it. I think Luxon's own house would be a bit better than that. If a significant decision on its future were not made, a significant piece of our heritage will continue to degrade. Well, it just looks like a house in Remuera out of the 90s, if you ask me. I don't think there's anything too flash about it. Anyway, so that's a story, apparently. And airport chock-a-block at the moment with a lot of people hopping around, helping. I love the way these journalists... You are a good journalist. You're a clever little... You are. I like the way you put your little puns in and things like that. Hopping, you know, rabbits hopping Easter. Very funny. Travellers are being asked to get to the airport early as hundreds of thousands take to the skies. And are these the first steps towards abolishing the ministry? Kamal Sepiloni, opposition MPs and unions are criticising a proposal by the New Zealand's Ministry of Pacific Peoples to cut staff by 40%. And Bee Gees, Brian Williams, Bee Gees, the grandfather of Pacific rugby in New Zealand, honoured in Hall of Fame. There's an analysis there done over at rnz.co.nz, the impact of Sir Brian Williams, who has just been inducted into the Pacific Hall of Fame, Rugby Hall of Fame, extends far beyond his sensational on-field exploits, according to John T. Dine. And I actually sold a property to Brian Williams and his wife. Lovely family they were. They'd made a pact in the car that they weren't going to buy any apartments today. But I broke that. They got me, didn't they? And what did he do? He bought a nice slice of an apartment up there in the Bay of Islands when I was selling up there. EV and plug-in hybrid road user charges legislation passed through Parliament yesterday. The legislation requiring electric vehicles and plug-in hybrid owners to pay road user charges has passed its third reading in Parliament. Petition urging more support for Gaza tabled in the House as well, and Labour urges the Greyhound racing ban offers bipartisan support. Property at the centre of the North Shore Walkway, Stoush, now up for sale. A person seriously injured and another dead in the Browns Bay assault. And helping Papua New Guinea women farmers sell their crops to New Zealand. These are some of the headlines. I don't know, we'll just pick something that looks interesting. BGs there. And why experts think that long COVID is still a worry. It's still a worry because people are still being jabbed. Silly people. Long COVID is vaccine injury. And there we are. The ship pilot called for tugboat help minutes before ploughing into the bridge. Well, I spoke to my son about this, who's a second officer on board foreign-going ships. He said they should have had tugs anyway, being in that vicinity, in close quarters, near bridges and things. Recovered data from the ship's recorder shows that those on board reported a power loss shortly before the deadly Baltimore crash. Must have been a ripping tide or something just pushed them into it. Boomfa. When I looked at the video, I thought they had hit a pile, you know, one of the big piles. I called it pylon yesterday, or the day before, but it's not. And I thought that was what brought it all down. Then I also heard another report. They were saying there were explosions all over the bridge, so it could have been, you know, another false flag using a ship. And then I heard another report saying that the people on board weren't actually the normal crew. They were sort of brought in special people, you know, special forces. Oh, I don't know. Nicky Hager, he's back on the spy again. Spy system hosted by the GCSB is likely to be one of those linked used in the capture kill operations. A comment here. The US spy system hosted by the GCSB, that's the secret squirrels, that's like the SIS, but these are the ones that do all the listening, appear to be a controversial intelligence system used in global capture kill operations, writes Nicky Hager. He's from Levin, my hometown. Old Nicky. Very nice family, the Hager family. They had Hager shirts in there before in the 80s when what happened? They allowed cheap imports to come in and that ruined the company. Employed a lot of people in the town. Who have we got there now? We've got we've still got that fellow that does the hunting wear. Not Swan Dry. What's the other? It sounds like Swan Dry, but it's not. It's him. He's a real meat eater. He's a good bloke. Travels all over the world killing things, hunting tigers and elephants and things like that. Yeah, bears. And so that is Radio New Zealand. And so we'll be back in a moment with some other news from other parts of the world gone mad.
If you're going to be paid by an employer $20 an hour, the following statement must be true. During that hour, your labor produces more for the employer that he sells at the end of the day than $20 worth. Because that's why he's in the... If paying you 20, you went to work and you did an output that gave another 20 for him to sell, then he's got nothing out of this. He's made 20 by selling what your labor helped to produce, but he's got to give it to you. And even though he likes you, you're not going to do that. There has to be in it, here we go, something for him. You have to produce, this is ineluctable, you have to produce more in every hour than you get paid. Otherwise, this system doesn't work. For those of you, and I hate to tell you this because partly you need to hear it and partly I admit I get a kick out of telling you. Those of you who think that in a capitalist system, you're never going to work for anybody who doesn't pay you what you're worth, you don't understand the system you're in. That is never going to happen, because that's how this system works. When you go home at the end of a workday and you feel vaguely ripped off, it's because you are. And the psychologist or others who helps you get over that feeling isn't doing you any favor.
You own a Lamborghini, but you still rent your home. How does that work?
A purple.
The Lamborghini actually goes up in value. The property.
How do you justify that, though?
So the whole idea about the renting thing is most people can't afford where they want to live. Whether you're 20 or you're 40 or you're 50, whatever you earn, most people can't afford the house they want. So the whole idea is it's almost like monopolies. You buy lots of those little ones. So think about a two-bedroom Bondi. In the middle of summer, everyone's queuing to rent it, so the rent goes up. But if you want to rent a $3, $4, $10 million home, no one can afford to rent it, so the price goes down.
Ooh.
So the numbers work is whatever you can afford to buy, you can actually rent somewhere three times more expensive.
2 minutes away from seven, we'll have a look at the weather in a moment. That, yeah, I met a fellow like that. He used to build, you know when you drive along the motorway and you have a look, there's a little off-ramp and they've got the petrol station and they've got the McDonald's and all that stuff, you know. He used to build those, him and his mate. They were in Parnell. They shared an office with me. And I went to his house, he invited me over for drinks and we had a few friends over. And he rented this place in Auckland. He didn't buy. I said, why don't you own one? He said, well, I actually make more money doing what I'm doing, you know, investing in commercial. There's no money in residential, he reckons. Just too big a worry. But I don't know if I agree with that. But anyway, that's what he said. And so he rented because his money was more valuable doing what he was doing. You know, they'd make $20 million on the deal. Just like that, boomf. Okay, be back in a moment, and we will have the weather update for you for the whole country. It's almost 7 o'clock.
Life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good. You know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal can terrify you into hiding and avoiding, but it can also, you can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, take the risks that are adventurous. And that's a very good thing to understand. And what is also useful to understand in that manner is that there isn't anything more adventurous than the truth. This is something that took me a long time to figure out.